All right, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 15, verse 1, at the end of every 7 years, you shall make a release, which means a remission of debts. God has already stated that fields and vineyards were to enjoy a Sabbath every seventh year. And now here, actually for the first time, God commands that every debt also be canceled on the seventh year, too. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lends anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner you may exact it again, but that which is yours with your brother your hand shall release, save when there shall be no poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it. That's a nice promise, isn't it? Only if you carefully hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. It takes care, doesn't it? You have to carefully hearken, carefully listen to the voice of the Lord God, and then do what he tells you to do. It's possible with the help of God. 6. For the Lord your God blesses you as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. The complete cancellation of all debts would help prevent poverty in Israel. And actually, obedience to this command, along with the other commands, would ensure the prosperity of Israel. There would be no poverty. And that's not all. God also promised them world sovereignty. So just so many good times await God's people if they will only obey him. 7. If there be among you a poor man of one of your brethren inside any of your gates in your land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need, and that which he wants. Beware that there be not a thought in your wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cried to the Lord against you, and it be sin to you. You shall surely give him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because that for this thing the Lord your God shall bless you in all your works and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. Consideration of how or when or if they would be repaid for helping out a needy brother wasn't to become an issue. They were not even to think in those terms. And it's true that the year of debt release was a law. But behind the law, God is trying to develop an attitude of generosity in his people. Do you see that? The law would be sort of like forced generosity, but he's trying to train his people, just like the rest of God's law trains us. Hopefully to know what is right and do what is right, to adhere to what is right. God wants us to be free from the love of material possessions, to see them as something to use, something to enjoy, but not as something to live for. Verse 12. And if your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold to you and serve you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And this law has nothing to do with the systematic year of debt cancellation. This is talking about the seventh year after a Hebrew started his indentured servitude. 6 years of Hebrews, 6 years of a Hebrew's life was long enough to pay off any debt that he may have incurred. So says the Lord. 13, and when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock and out of your floor and out of your winepress of that wherewith the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall give to him. You know, the employer was to help the servant get a fresh start. If he sends him out empty, the guy will probably end up being someone's slave again before too long. 15, and you shall remember that you were a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. Every Israelite, including a well-to-do employer, owed their freedom to God and their blessing to God, whatever they had. Treating their servant with kindness should be an automatic knee-jerk thing because of how nice God was to them when they were slaves or their ancestors were slaves, as whatever the case may be. 16. And it shall be, if he say to you, I will not go away from you because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever, and also to your maidservant you shall do likewise. If a guy or a girl was getting along well with his master, well, then God, through Moses, gives instructions on how to make this a permanent deal. Verse 18, it shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a doubled hired servant to you in serving you 6 years, and the Lord your God shall bless you in all that you do. So in case a master started to get greedy for more slave labor, he needed to take another look at what he had been blessed with. God says instead of having self-pity because you don't have that servant anymore, count your blessings for what you have had. 19. All the firstling males that come out of your herd and out of your flock you shall sanctify to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstling of your bullock, nor shear the firstling of your sheep. And whether it was the first born was cattle or sheep, the owner wasn't supposed to receive any benefit from it at all. 20. You shall eat it before the Lord your God year by year in the place which the Lord shall choose you, you and your household. So once a year, probably during one of the three feasts, the people were to bring their firstborn animals to the sanctuary. They were to offer it to God and then consume the animal in a big communal banquet. Have a good time with God is what he is saying. 21. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind, or have any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You shall eat it inside your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood thereof. You shall pour it upon the ground as water. Well, if the firstborn animal had any physical imperfections, God didn't want it offered to him. The people could slaughter it and eat it at home, but God didn't want anyone calling it a sacrifice. We are to give God our very best. And as Hebrews chapter 12 would say, that is our reasonable service.